Welcome to Keeping Up with the Kick-Ass Canadians. Today I'm talking with ecoholic Adria Vassal, one of Canada's leading resources on all things green. Adria, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
So you've been writing the weekly ecoholic column for Toronto's Now magazine since 2004, and you recently relaunched it to include a number of new features, and I'm wondering if you can talk about those.
Basically, instead of just having a weekly Q&A, it's totally multi-pronged and multi-dimensional, and we have a maximum of, you know, 5 products that I review and score a week, the way I would in Ecoholic Body or Ecoholic Home, where I would, you know, look at all-purpose cleaners or mosquito repellent or whatever it might be, and then rank them out of 5 and tell you my, you know, honest opinion, always no holds barred, about what I think about products. So that's one section, and that's nice and visual. And, people always like the pronty side of ecoholic. But then we've thrown in some new elements as well, and that's including our nature news, which basically are, you know, tidbits on environmental, the launch of a new environmental campaign, say by Greenpeace or Environmental Defense, or it could be something on pipeline issues, whatever it might be, really anything that's coming up, a new, you know, campaign targeting Kellogg's use of palm oil, whatever that might be. It changes week to week. And we've got as well movable components. So sometimes, some weeks I'll do a section on Greenwash of the Week, and I'll pick an item like organics shampoo that you can find in Shoppers Drug Mart, and, you know, has this really kind of botanical image, and they have their brand name is organics. Meanwhile, in most of their bottles, they don't even have one organic ingredient. So that's a perfect example of, you know, a featured greenwash item of the week that we would highlight. And that could change. You know, some weeks I decide that we should do, you know, a DIY tip instead, or, you know, a cool green gadget that people can use to, you know, say shorten time their showers, or, you know, a solar powered gizmo, whatever it might be. And then we've got room for even more. That is a changeable component as well. So it could be it's kind of the meatier section of the column. And it could be, you know, a Q&A with an environmental thinker. It could be an excerpt from a speech that I attended, when I saw Jeff Rubin talk on the end of oil, I used an excerpt from there. Could be just, you know, kind of an opinion piece on, you know, the recent floods in Toronto and my experience during those floods and my thoughts on, you know, the future of big cities in the face of climate change. So yeah, it's really expanded and evolved and gone a little bit back to my roots as a news writer and bringing more of that kind of hard news mixed with the ecoholic stuff, which is really fun, actually.
Well, what are your views on the future of big cities?
Well, I think that we're kind of screwed in many ways, you know, especially we've really seen in the last few months, you know, how Calgary and Toronto really sank under the weight of extreme weather and weather events, and we didn't cope very well in many ways, and so I do have, and a lot of environmentalists and across the country are talking about now, just, you know, the concerns about our infrastructure not holding up. And I happen to have a kind of unique vantage point during the flood. Some people were on the ground getting wet, but I happened to be popping by my parents' house, and they're retired on the 15th floor of a condo, and my dad's in a wheelchair from a disabling stroke he had a few years ago. So I realized, wow, you know, we are not in a great position to lose power in an extreme weather event like this, when he can't get up and down, you know, he can't get up and down the stairs, the elevator was down. And I started thinking about all the people across these major cities, stuck in towers or condos, these glass box buildings that are popping up everywhere, and how they're really not designed, A, to cope with no electricity, because they're really, you know, infernos of heat in the summer with the way they're built, and it'd be freezing in the winter, and again, the elevator thing. And so it got me thinking about just the impact extreme weather that we're going to start seeing more in the future, and we're already starting to see today, and how it really affects individual lives, and in my case, my own family's directly, and it really hit home. But it did, kind of invigorate my call, and I think a lot of our calls for an influx of attention and funds to go towards strengthening our cities and their infrastructure at times like this. So it's fun to be able to have a chance to comment on this stuff and to kind of go outside of the traditional ecoholic turf a little bit. And like I said, get back to, my roots as a news journalist first. So, and still mixing that with columnist and, sharing my own personal, funny in a way too, the ins and outs of how we coped. But I think it's just refreshing to be able to get into different angles of sustainability, and that's what we get to do with a Nukaholic.
Well, have you noticed, I'm wondering if the changes were spurred at all by your readers, and I'm going to ask if you've noticed any changes in their attitudes or demographics since you've been doing this.
Oh, well, 100%. Yeah. When I started to the Kahala column in 2004, it was a really niche thing. And, environmentalism in general, not just ecoholic, but it wasn't really a mainstream issue. And people weren't really talking about environmental issues in the press. And I remember talking to pollsters at the time, and they said that, well, we've stopped even asking Canadians if they care about the environment. Of course, that's entirely different scenario now, a decade later, right? It's now, we went through a real peak in consciousness and a real expansion of environmental consciousness, over like 2005, 2006, 2007, 2008. And then, with the economic downturn, there were some changes in the way we looked at the environment, but still, and I think that it dropped off the mainstream kind of A19 or A1 news headlines. You saw a little bit less environmental coverage, but it's back with a vengeance now with everything that's happening with pipeline issues, et cetera.
Yeah.
And I think that really for, 90% of Canadians, environmental issues are certainly front and center, and we don't even think about it that way anymore because it's so embedded in our everyday decisions. And people are just inherently trying to conserve more energy and trying to conserve more gas and looking for non-toxic products en masse. It's not a niche thing anymore when you can get when every mainstream cleaning company and body care company is claiming or genuinely one or the other offering green products. And so I think that's been really amazing to see, just the sheer expansion in environmental consciousness, and so the demographics have definitely shifted from strictly the hardcore cyclist tree hugging set that I love, and taking in and enveloping all Canadians, which is great.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So you feel you're having an impact specifically with Ecoholic then?
Well, I can only gauge it by what I hear from readers, and I've been really blessed to get such amazing feedback from, people over the years across Canada, and every time it blows me away, just hearing from people saying, I read your book, and because of that, my entire family has changed their ways, and we've all detoxed, and we've greened our home, and others saying, well, because of your book that I gave to my father, now he's decided to, build his retirement home from scratch, the environmental way, totally off the grid, and da-da-da, and every time I'm blown away, every single time, it's just so heartfelt and so sincere. I'm just amazed because as a writer, writing in by yourself on a laptop, sometimes you forget that people are reading your words and that it's reaching people. And that's all I could ask for, is that people are connecting to it on the other side and taking those messages and applying it to their lives. And that just, yeah, it's just all I could ask for, really. It's just so amazing. So
I
am thankful.
Can you direct listeners to the URL, the website? Is it ecoholic.ca?
Yeah, please definitely check out ecoholic.ca. You can find my weekly columns are posted up there, as well as any extras that didn't make it into the column, random other bits of information, and it'll link you to my books and Ecoholic TV, all kinds of random bits and bobs. So definitely check out ecoholic.ca for sure.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Amanda. Take care.
You too. And thanks so much for listening. Have a great day.